This is the Sports Edge with Rick Wolf on your flagship station for New York sports. The Fan, Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN New York.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Rick Wolf Sports Edge. I'm your host, Rick Wolf. Now, if you recall, on last week's show, we were discussing how important it is for high school athletic directors to provide real and meaningful and significant feedback on an annual basis to their coaches. Theory is that all high school coaches are, since they're hired on a year-to-year basis, that there should never be any surprise if a coach is told that he or she is not going to be brought back. That is, they just weren't getting good marks on their annual performance review. And clearly, they should know this. So in other words, the art of giving objective but diplomatic feedback runs throughout the entire arc of coaching. And giving feedback appropriately is not only important at the high school level, of course, but it's just as important at the younger or at the youth levels, perhaps even more important because obviously we're dealing with kids who are just starting out in sports and just trying to find their way and to master their skills. So but how do you do that? Well, that brings us to my guest this morning. Ian Goldberg is the founder of an interactive website that provides youth coaches some real prescriptive direction on how to give kids some feedback on how they're faring in terms of their skill level. And, of course, their parents are keenly interested to see what the coach has to say about their youngsters. And it's an interesting perspective, and I want to have Ian come on this morning to talk about this website he's put together because it's very, very intriguing. Ian, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Rick.
Now, as I recall, I believe you told me you came up with the idea for this website, iSport 360, because you have, I believe, two daughters who both play soccer. And as a coach, youth coach, you were finding it difficult and at times, I guess, awkward to give feedback to all the girls on the team. And most importantly, I guess the feedback goes to the parents as well. But fill in the gaps in how you got to this concept in the first place.
Sure. First of all, thanks so much for having me on your show today.
Mm-hmm.
I've been coaching my girls. I have a 6 and 11-year-old daughter. I've been coaching them for about 5 years in soccer and basketball.
Okay.
And what I quickly learned is that parents are an enthusiastic bunch and an excitable bunch. And most importantly, parents care so much about their kids' success, and they mm-hmm. want to see them have fun and learn some new skills. And we're all just very busy. Coaches are very busy, and parents are very busy. And I quickly learned that parents really want to know how their kids are doing as frequently as possible. I mean, it's almost an extreme, innate feeling that they have. So coaches don't have time to stay at the fields and, you know, speak to each individual parent for minutes after the game. So I created this tool, iSport 360, which is just like a simple report card, a very short and simple report card for coaches to use to share feedback with parents throughout the season and, most importantly, at tryout time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to believe that in this day and age nobody has come up with this concept before, because clearly, as you said, you know, it's parents are obviously their world revolves around their kids, particularly, as you said, they get very emotional, very excited when it comes to kids in sports, particularly at the younger ages. And yet they're looking for feedback. And as you said, you know, we all know the experience of parents will try to, you know, they'll mill around after a practice or after a game to get some thoughts, some insights, some feedback from the coach. And of course, we have several kids on the team. It's hard to make that happen. So tell us how this website works and how parents and coaches and kids can all get involved in this.
Sure. Well, you know, it's funny. We based iSport 360 on best practices in education. I mean, if you think about the parent-teacher relationship, parents and teachers have back-to-school night and conferences, and then there's report cards that come home from school so you know how your child is doing. You see test and quiz scores. None of that structure exists in youth sports, but it's still a very similar process.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we created an app which currently exists on our website, which is isport360.com.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches can go there right now, and once they set up a team profile, which just means they enter the sport that they coach, the age level that they coach, and the gender of the kids they're coaching, a customized report card basically will be presented to them for their sport. It's just 10 criteria that are most important for that sport at that age and for that gender, and they can give feedback to the parents. And very similar to the way you started the conversation about, you know, athletic directors should be giving their coaches feedback throughout the year. Feedback is not meant to be done just at the end of the year or just at tryout time. Kids will develop much more effectively if they get feedback throughout the year. So we created this tool for coaches to give feedback to parents and kids at any time throughout the season. If a kid is doing well, coach should give feedback. If a kid is doing poorly and needs some help, then the coach should do a player assessment on iSport 360 and let the parents and kids know where the weak areas are so they can work on them together.
Hey, we're talking with Ian Goldberg. He is the founder of a new website called iSport360.com. And as he just was saying, this is a process that allows kids and parents to go and really get a sense of how they're progressing. And as Ian mentioned, it's for a variety of sports. It could be soccer, baseball, basketball, whatever. It has to do with different age levels, which obviously is important. And the specific elements are, I mean, you get down to, let's say, soccer. Well, needs to work on dribbling the ball with both feet, or needs to learn how to see the field better. I mean, these are very, it's not just generalistic comments. It's really specific as to the skill level that each kid needs to develop at that particular age.
Correct. And, you know, it's funny. The key word, which you mentioned earlier in the conversation, is objective feedback. I mean, unfortunately, in youth sports, there's a little bit of a sense of distrust amongst coaches and even club administrators. You know, parents don't necessarily trust them because they think coaches and administrators are looking out for their own kids most of the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What they want is objective feedback. And if a coach can tell a parent, your child, your young soccer player needs work in dribbling, and if they can learn to dribble with both feet, they will have a great chance of making this travel team, for example, or this junior high school team. That objective feedback is so valuable.
Ian, I should probably point out the fee. Is there any payment or fee involved to using the website?
There's no fee involved. It's free. Right now it's free for parents. It's free for coaches. This is a very early stage app. In fact, right now it's been live on our website for about 6 months. In a few weeks it will be live in the app stores, but it's still an early stage app. And the reason we're not charging anything is because we want feedback. Feedback is the most valuable currency I can get from anyone. So for coaches especially, I invite you to sign up on the website, set up an account. It takes 30 seconds. And for parents, the downloadable app will be in the App Store for you probably in 2 to 4 weeks.
I'm chuckling because you're looking for feedback just the same way the parents and coaches are looking for feedback as well.
That's
all right.
True.
Ian, I got to take a commercial break, and we have Chris Lopresti with the update this morning. When I come back, I want to get a sense of how this is, you know, what kind of feedback you are getting from coaches and parents on iSport360.com. I'm curious as to how it's going so far. And we'll take calls as well. Of course, our toll-free line here is 1-877-337-6666. That's brought to you by Mohegan Sun Connecticut, Mohegan Sun Pocono, and Resorts Atlantic City. Stay with me. Back with more right after this. Welcome back to the Sports Edge, everyone. My name is Rick Wolf. I'm your host. We're talking right now with Ian Goldberg, who is the creator, founder of a new website and app, which if you're involved in youth sports, and obviously I know most of you who are listening in are, this is a way to give feedback to obviously kids at a younger level, and obviously to their parents who are following their kids' progress. And it's a creative idea. And again, it's at iSport360. Ian, before the break, I had mentioned to you that, you know, I'm curious, what have you heard from in this sort of beginning stages? What kind of feedback have you gotten from parents and from coaches who have used this service?
I've been getting great feedback. I mean, you know, it's funny, you try to build an app for many, many people, and you actually get many, many opinions on what they think would make a great app. But my biggest concern when I was creating this was that coaches who have a lot of experience with kids and with the sport they're coaching mm-hmm. would be resistant. I felt like maybe they had their own kind of feedback system or player review system in place. And what I quickly learned is that almost every single experienced coach across our country has their own system, but not one that they share with other coaches. So they were really happy to have a standardized way of evaluating players and a very easy digital way that can be archived. So I've been getting very good feedback from coaches. And I know parents are just anxious to get tangible feedback. And so they're very excited for the new downloadable version of the app because, like you say, you know, it shouldn't be a complete surprise when your child doesn't make the school team, mm-hmm. or doesn't make the travel team. And unfortunately, that is it's a horrible time of year tryout mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. And the surprises and the shocks are just really impactful on both the player and the parents. And I've always felt like if there was feedback throughout the year, there wouldn't be those surprises, and parents and coaches would be working much more collaboratively to help the kids and avoid those surprises.
Well, Ian, let's focus for a second. As you mentioned, the particularly for tryouts for teams, particularly especially travel teams at a young age, this is, of course, is fraught with tremendous anxiety, not just for the children, but for their parents as well. And as you said, this is a kind of an opportunity. If a kid is trying out for a travel program and does not make the team, obviously there's a tremendous sting. There's a lot of emotion involved, a lot of pain. But clearly the first thing that the parents want to know is, well, how come? How come my kid, my son or daughter wasn't good enough? And this at least provides the possibility to provide some real objective feedback. And I think that's very, very important. So long as obviously the feedback is presented in such a way that it's, I guess the word is constructive. I mean, to say, okay, your 8-year-old or 10-year-old tried out. These are the things I think he or she needs to develop or work on. Is that what you're focusing on?
Absolutely. In fact, we're working on some features right now just for tryouts because, mm-hmm. first of all, there is never good communication before the tryouts about what the coaches or the judges are going to be looking for at tryouts.
Right.
So the first thing we want to do with our new features is allow the people who run the tryouts to communicate to all the people who've signed up for that tryout what they are going to be looking for and how they're going to be evaluating the players. Second thing is that will help because, you know, parents are driving their kids to tryouts and they're telling them what to do to get the coach's attention, to show off their skills. But really, the parents are mostly guessing because no one ever communicated to them what the coaches are looking for. So that's a huge part of it. And then if we have some standardized way of evaluating the players, regardless of what coach is doing the evaluation or whether as many clubs use objective outside parties, so whether it's local coaches doing the judging or objective outside parties, if they're using a standardized tool like iSport 360, it takes all of the subjectivity, all the politics out of the picture. They're all using the same criteria to evaluate the kids. I think it would be lead to much more fair tryouts and a lot less distrust in the process.
Well, certainly, and you're correct. When a youngster tries out for a travel program, no matter what sport it is, invariably the criteria is so vague and so general, the coaches or the judges say, we're looking to find the best athletes, which doesn't help much in terms of giving an evaluative kind of objectivity. So all of a sudden, if criteria are posted ahead of time that we're looking for these elements from each youngster, whether it's speed, mastery of this skill, that skill, whatever it might be, at least the parents and the kids have an idea of how they're going to be judged and evaluated. And to my way of thinking, that doesn't happen very often. So, I mean, that any little piece of information that a youngster or parent can get, can glean before the tryout takes place is helpful. And then, as you said, once the tryouts are done and the people go to iSport 360, they can get a better sense exactly of how the kid fared, what they did well, what things they need to work on.
Yeah, that's right. And if you think about a tryout, let's say it's a 90-minute tryout, and we're talking about basketball right now, mm-hmm. it's very easy to see technical capabilities at that tryout. So iSport 360 lets the coach, you know, evaluate the kids based on their technical skills. Mm-hmm. But the problem is what you don't get to see at those tryouts is a child's, let's call them life skills. So their teamwork, their coachability, it's very hard, or the level of effort that they give, it's very hard to see that in a 90-minute practice. So mm-hmm. we include those life skills in our evaluations, and it would be great for coaches to be able to look at historical evaluations on a player so they can get an idea of what kind of player they might be getting.
Let me ask you this, and I know this is all sort of relatively new. If a parent wants to talk to the coach directly about the feedback. I mean, in effect, using the parallel you had said earlier, it's like a report card from a teacher. If the parent really feels there's a misunderstanding or miscommunication, I assume the parent can then certainly go sit down with the coach of the team and say, well, let's go over my kid's evaluation here. I assume that can be arranged as well, correct?
Absolutely. So, I mean, that should... If you're talking about a player assessment from iSport 360 where there's objective criteria, it should be a productive conversation mm-hmm. between the parent and coach rather than parent saying to coach, you know, my kid is not getting any playing time. Like, what's going on here?
Well, that's
coach not having answers.
That's what I'm getting to. That, you know, so the sheet is right in front, the report card from iSport 360, and they can focus on, oh, let me explain to you why your kid does not get more playing time because this is what they need to work on. And I think that's what I think a lot of the misunderstanding can be eliminated if that kind of evaluation is right there for the coach and the parent to review.
That's correct. And in the new downloadable version where parents will start setting up their own accounts, they can do their own evaluations of their own players. And they can also do side-by-side comparisons of the evaluations they do on their kids versus the evaluations that the coaches have done. So you could have other productive conversations. They can request feedback from the coach in the form of a player evaluation. So there's lots more tools coming along for the parents, too.
The website is iSport360.com. The app is there as well. Ian Goldberg, I think this is an innovation I'm not aware of, and I think it's obviously something that parents who are involved in sports and coaches certainly should be aware of. Right now it's free, but that may not happen. It may, down the road, maybe charged and involve a fee. But Ian, this is an interesting concept, and I thank you for coming on this morning to talk about it. And yes, good luck with this innovation.
Thanks so much, Rick, for having me.
Thank you. That is Ian Goldberg of iSport 360. Interesting idea. And again, we've been talking about feedback here the last few weeks. And, you know, as we approach the new school year and our kids are trying out for travel teams or going out for high school teams or middle school teams, feedback is really so important. And you know, it's funny. I think when it comes to coaching, whether it's the youth level or at the high school level or travel team programs, we sort of assume that feedback, it's taken for granted. But as Ian had mentioned, you know, for the most part, everybody's sort of left to their own devices as to how, as a coach, they want to give feedback to their players. There is no standardized way. I mean, we know about report cards in school. We've all been through school. We all know what it's like to get a report card and so on and so forth. But at the coaching level, again, there's no sort of like an objective way to make this happen. Now, I come from an age where coaches were, for the most part, kind of gruff and direct and blunt. And most of my coaches were, to get a glimmer of a positive feedback of doing something well in practice or in a game, that was high, high praise. And you, as an athlete, could live off of that for a long time to get, a pat in the back from a coach. But that's how it was back when I played. And over the years, of course, we've gone the other direction, where now, of course, we live in a society where everybody gets a trophy, everybody's a winner, everybody is gets constant positive feedback. And I often wonder if that's the right direction as well. Have we gone too far in that direction? I mean, you know, we know that parents are more involved today than ever with their kids involved in sports. And whether you get into a sense of entitlement, my kid, you know, should get a pat on the back all the time, every day. Is that gone too far in that direction? So we're not necessarily as youth coaches or even as parents giving our kids enough of the kind of objective feedback that Ian was just talking about. And is that really fair to our kids? I mean, my sense is that for the most part, kids today in sports, because they're so sort of used and accustomed to getting this kind of feedback all the time in a positive manner, it isn't until probably they're in maybe eighth or ninth grade when they sort of stand up, look around and say, you know, I thought I was a big star, a big stud, but I look around the landscape here in school and I realize I'm just one of many. I mean, I'm not necessarily a superstar. I'm just sort of average. But I've been told all these years I'm great and doing terrific and so on and so forth. And I think that's something that is at the heart and soul of a lot of concerns for kids today and disappointment that they face, and obviously for parents as well. It may be that the kids handle the disappointment better than the parents do, but I am curious as to how we got to this point and what we should be aware of as we continue on. All right, let me take a pause. When I come back, I'm going to open the phone lines. I want to get your thoughts about, have we gone too far in terms of giving positive feedback all the time? And maybe we have to sort of correct it to get back to being more objective. And of course, obviously, when you work with kids, you got to be somewhat diplomatic. But coaches, parents, I'm interested. 1-877-337-6666. Chris has your update. When I return, I go right to the calls.
And 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Hey, don't forget, at 9 o'clock this morning, Ed Randall will be by. He'll be talking baseball. Obviously, the Yankees and Mets seem to be rejuvenated, reborn with their slugging these days. So, obviously, we're going to stick around and listen to what Ed has to say about Major League Baseball and, of course, the Yankees and the Mets. And as always, I invite you to check out my website at www.askcoachwolf. Okay, let's get right to our callers about giving feedback to kids today. Let's go right to Jeff in Plainville. Jeff, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Today.
Jeff, how are you doing?
Very good. I think back in the old days when you and I were kids, coaches were... They were always good coaches. They gave positive feedback. They treated players as if they were their own kids. And I think that still exists today. I just think most of the time parents want their kids to have a positive experience in everything and are such strong advocates for them that they don't let them experience disappointment and they wind up cheating them in the future. Life is going to have many challenges and disappointments. And in real life, you're not going to get a trophy when you're looking for a job or trying to get a spot in a college or similar things like that. And I think as a rule, we're doing our kids a disservice. We're stopping them from getting short-term disappointment all the time. And then when life hits them in the face, it's going to be much more difficult for them.
Jeff, that's a good point. You know, and going back to what I was saying before the break, you know, when we were growing up, to get that little piece of positive feedback from a high school coach, it meant so much because most of the time, it was just, telling you what you had to improve upon, do this better, try this. But to get that little piece of positive feedback, because we were experiencing a lot of frustration going through the effort of trying to get better, and to finally get that pat in the back meant something. Today, perhaps we've gone too far, as you said, the other direction, where parents may be setting up their kids for not having the ability to deal with adversity or disappointment as they go through their athletic and beyond that into to life in general.
I think not maybe. I think 100%. And I think there were always good people that were positive, and their approach may have been tougher.
Yep.
And I think back then there was less of an ability to have a coach that wasn't positive, to have them change and improve. But nowadays, because it's so easy to advocate for your kids, we've also basically taken a lot of that away from coaches, and they can't ever say anything that that's in any way negative and misinterpreted. I remember when I was a little league coach, and a kid had a bad day, and on the mound. And other than that, hey, they lost the game. So I told the kid, you know, at least you get your haircut looks really good today. Don't worry about it. You'll get it next time. And the parent came up to me the next day and said, you made a big mistake. I couldn't honestly believe that. I got that kind of feedback. That's the toughest thing anyone has ever said to this kid. That kid's in a lot of disappointment.
Jeff, that's where we are these days. And, thanks for checking in this morning. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Thank you.
Let's move on. Let's go to Alexa up in Fairfield. Alexa, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning. How's everything going?
Good, you?
Pretty good. So, I just listened in with that caller, and I do agree with his statement, but I actually coach both little girls and young teenagers in softball, mm-hmm. and I've been around baseball my whole life. My father's a baseball coach, and it's very interesting to see these young men and women and girls and boys, the way they react now as opposed to the way they reacted when I was playing, when I grew up. And I agree, you know, it's something that what scares me a little bit is that parents aren't realizing all of these professional athletes, all of these big names in sports that they want their kids to emulate and their kids look up to. They have to understand that those professional players didn't get there by getting patted on the back their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
These are players that went through adversity, and these are players that had to fail in order to realize how to succeed. And I think that's a saying for a reason, and parents need to remember that so that their child understands that for future endeavors ahead.
Alexa, it's funny, the theme that's now cropping up about adversity and we understand that parents try to shield their kids from disappointment and from having their feelings hurt. But as you said, you know, there's a certain level, a certain point along the continuum, probably in the right around adolescence, where you say, you know, other kids are either coping with this better, they're putting more effort into their skills, or perhaps they have more talent. But it's something where parents have to sort of, you know, walk that fine line, because they may want their child to persevere, but the child might say, I'm not interested, and I was really good last year, but this year I don't care. It's very, very difficult, and that's why I say all the time, the motivation has to come within the child, and parents have to accept the fact that they can praise their kid all they want, but unless the child has that inner desire to want to get better, for example, like you coach softball, unless they have that desire, it's not going to happen.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And like you said, it has to come from within them. And that's something that potentially could be contagious, like you said, against amongst their other teammates, their friends, this and that. But if you don't experience how when you lose together and what that feels like, you're not going to appreciate and want it as badly to win together, so you can feel what that feels like.
Yeah, no, I agree. Alexa, thank you for the call this morning.
No worries. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks. Take care. Let's move on to here in Manhattan. Steve, good morning. You're on the Fan.
All right, good morning. Whatever happened to the kid on the bicycle with the baseball glove on the handlebars? When we take fun out of sports for kids, the kids don't want to play them. Well, these kids are young kids. We're being a little bit too, I think people are trying to be a fool of themselves when they want to evaluate little kids. Let me tell you something. The hardest thing to do in sports is to really evaluate people when it comes to sports like that. You let these kids play, you let them have fun, and that truly is really the bottom line. The kids, of course, there's a lot of factors
I hear you, and there's no question. There's no question, and thank you for the call this morning. There's no question that the idea, the priority of kids having fun, that unfortunately has been sort of often overlooked or forgotten or pushed down the list of priorities. When they're just starting out, if it's not fun for kids, you know, they're not going to come back to the next practice. They have to enjoy themselves. But that being said, we also live in a society today where we know that parents in particular, they're all about how much progress is my kid making? Is my kid making progress? Are they developing on time? It's not to essentially suggest that you take a kid at age 8 or 10 and evaluate them, that's going to, you know, lie out some sort of prognosis that they're on the fast track to become a professional or a major leaguer. No. But the idea is that it gives the kid and parents a sense of where they, and that sort of snapshot in time, perhaps that's where they stand in comparison to their peers. And that's okay. But again, the question is, how do we keep the fun in all this so the kids can persevere through adversity. Hey, finish this morning with some concluding thoughts about the art of giving feedback to young athletes. First of all, if you're a coach, whether you're at the youth level or at the travel team or high school varsity level, really give some serious thought as to how you give feedback to the kids on your teams, because let's face it, that's what they all want to hear from you. They're all looking for positive feedback. They're all looking for your approval. And of course, back at their homes, their moms and dads are eager to know how you feel, as the coach, how their kids are performing. But again, as you mentioned, we've gone from a shift. You know, there was a time where coaches gave out positive feedback very sparingly. Nowadays, of course, it's just sort of the opposite direction, where everything's all sort of sugar-coated and very, very upbeat and very positive. As some of the callers mentioned, adversity is still can be a very positive element in all this. You know, adversity is not always the worst thing in the world to get a kid to understand what he or she needs to do if they want to improve in their sport. So again, the combination of feedback, knowing how to do it appropriately, how to get the point across in a certain way, and of course, the way you handle it. I mean, sarcasm, we've talked about in the show many times, sarcasm does not work with kids. But if you're honest with them and you give them both the good as well as the not so good, you know, realities of how they're making progress, that can actually have a big impact along the way. As I said, the time has come, if you're a coach, think about this, because it's something that's sort of taken for granted. And obviously it's something that needs to be really thought through in a very, very informative and important way. Okay, that's going to do it for me in this edition of The Sports Edge. My thanks this morning to Paulie Questel. Please stick around for Ed Randall. He is up next. I'll see you next week right here on The Sports Edge.